This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The debate and discussion about transgender issues will continue because of a transgender ideology that is developed that is actually harmful to kids. That is one of the conclusions of the book by Ryan Anderson with the creative title When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Moment. The transgender ideology promotes the opportunity for children to change their gender with surgery and drugs, and parents are told that puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones may be the only way to prevent their children from committing suicide. Ryan Anderson counters that the best studies of gender dysphoria have found that between 80 and 95% of children who express a discordant gender identity will come to identify with their bodily sex if natural development is allowed to proceed. He goes on to document that even children going through transitioning treatment still have an extraordinarily high rate of suicide attempts compared to the general population. He reminds us that we should be tolerant and loving towards children and adults who struggle with their gender identity. But we should also be aware of the potential harm when transgender identity is normalized. Unfortunately, we are living in a world where transgender activists want more than tolerance and kindness. They demand affirmation. We aren't allowed to question whether using medical treatments to aid in transgender transformation is positive for children. In his new book, Ryan Anderson shows that the best biology, psychology, and philosophy support an understanding of sex as a bodily reality. As he puts it, biology isn't bigotry. I hope the American people will trust the best scientific evidence and not reject it in favor of the transgender ideology. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.